And we wanted to touch base with Mark O'Brien with Gleaning for the World. Hi, Mark.
Good morning.
Great to talk to you again. So a couple of weeks ago, Anthony and I were out for Best of the Berg at the Gleaning Golf Classic at Falling River Country Club. And so we just wanted to touch base with you and get a just a recap of that and find out about all the great things that Gleaning is doing. So how was the rest of the tournament?
The tournament was great. We had great weather this year. I know we dodged a couple days of forecast of maybe calling for some rain for that, but we was dry all day and maybe a little warmer than we had wanted. But other than that, great round of golf by everyone that was out. Had a great time and, you know, couldn't ask for much better out of it.
It was warm, and we will remember that because it fried our equipment biscuit in the sun. We were so prepared. We were overly prepared. So our equipment sat out there longer than it should have, and the show suffered the consequences, the first segment. But, Mark, just remind listeners about the great work that Gleaning does.
Yeah, so Gleaning, we're entering the better part of two decades of service here in Central Virginia, but also responses to natural disasters throughout the United States, but also we do international work as well, looking to see what we can do to alleviate some of the suffering and poverty across the globe.
What are some of the things that you're working on now as far as projects?
So we're always, at this time of year, always watching what's going on out in the Southern Atlantic Ocean to see what's coming off the Horn of Africa to see what storms are coming this way. And we've already met this morning looking at the new invest that's out there, is what possible impacts it could have to the East Coast or even the Gulf, just looking at what's out there. But we're also still working long-term recovery efforts down in North Carolina and even back to the flooding earlier this year in Texas. So we're changed our focus, not only in the short term of looking at what's coming, but looking long term when people start getting back into their houses and trying to assist them with items they might need, whether it be furniture or maybe some small appliances. And the community's been so great to us and blessed us, and we're able to be able to go back in on the long term and be able to provide some of these. And even with the golf tournament, staying local, supporting small businesses in this community here is the same for those businesses that are in those areas that are impacted. And we try to work with those local small businesses there to try to help these people get supplies and just furniture, stuff like that they may need for their houses, is try to help that economy grow. Because when these disasters hit these areas too, those small businesses, they take a big hit too, because people are not in positions to buy the items that they may need right then. But when they come back to rebuilding their houses and stuff like that, it's very important to help those small businesses, to help those communities be able to build revenues and those jobs and such there. Because if we don't support them, those jobs go away and we're not doing much good, because you're going to build another cycle of poverty.
Mark O'Brien, Gleaning for the World. How can people help?
Please come visit us. We're down 7539 Stage Road. See what we have here. See if it interests you, because a lot of people can get their eyes open to some of the stuff that we work on. Check our social medias and gleaningcharity.org, the website. You can see some of the areas that we're working on. Or give us a call, 434-993-3600.
Mark O'Brien with Gleaning for the World. Thanks so much. Thanks for having us out there a couple of weeks ago for the Golf Classic, and we'll talk to you again very soon.
Yep. Thanks, Barry.